اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. Here we have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, right?
Yes.
And Hussein Ruhullah, yeah?
Yes.
And Brother Ali Nasir. So I really welcome you all here in this session. Welcome. And salam, how are you? Good, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine.
Yes.
That's great. So brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, inshallah, in this session, again, we're going to hold a very important Quranic session for you. Inshallah, we'll be explaining, as previous sessions, we'll be explaining, inshallah, some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we'll be working on the Tajweed rules. And we will be reciting and practicing, inshallah, these verses with Tajweed rules.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق. اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So the ayah that inshallah today we'll be talking about is ayah 40 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, everyone, let's listen to this ayah.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون.
Alright, now inshallah I will be reciting and can you repeat after me?
Yes.
Listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم.
اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم.
اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم.
وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون.
وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So the very important point here is that Allah Almighty in these verses, okay,
So the next 2, 3, 4, 5 verses, Allah Almighty is talking to the Jewish people, okay? And the followers of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, okay? Actually, when Allah Almighty talks to them, okay, it's not only for them, all right? So the rules of the Quran Kareem are general rules. So Allah Almighty says, Ya Bani Israel. Bani Israel, as you know, Bani means in English, in Arabic, it means children. Okay, children.
Yes.
And Israel is
children of Israel.
The children of Israel.
Yes.
Now, who was Israel?
Israel was a
Yes.
Israel was a nation or a tribe, a group of people.
Tribe,
But who was Israel? That they were called the children of Israel. Yeah, say it.
Hazrat Yaqub.
Okay, yeah, he's right. So Israel was the name for Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam.
Yes.
Now what does Israel mean? Isra means slave or servant. Okay? Abd. Il means Allah Almighty. Mm-hmm. Israel, it means the slave of
God.
Allah. God. Or the Abdullah we say in Arab. Yes. Abdullah. So it was the name of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam.
Yes, sir.
They were the followers of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So guys, inshallah, I want you to really refer to that Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information, okay? For the explanation.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
Now, Ya Bani Israel. Bani, we have Yamadi, right? And yes. Next word starts with Hamza. Here we said we have to apply the rule of Mad. But here we have to apply the rule of mad. But let's see, is the mad wajib or jais? Ya Bani Israel.
It is jais.
Jais. Why? Because harf al-mad and hamza are in two separate words.
Yes.
Ya Bani, one word, two words actually. Ya is one word, Bani is another word. So Ya Bani Israel. Bani and Israel.
Israel.
So. Israel, here we have again Alif Mad Ra, then Hamza.
Jais Munfasil.
I said Israel are two words, yes?
Yes.
But it's now a compound word. So for compound words, we have one. They are considered as one, okay? So Israel, it's one word now.
It's wajib.
Ya Bani Israel. Right? You have to prolong it. Udhkuru, Hamzatul Wasl. It's a word. It's a verb, yes?
Yes.
Hamzatul Wasl. So, what harakat should we assign Hamzatul Wasl with? It has to be a Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra.
Dhamma.
If you join this, the previous word, Israel, Ladhkuru, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. If you start from Udhkuru, how do you say? Udhkuru, yes.
Dhamma,
I said it already. So, Dhamma. Why the third letter is having
Dhamma.
A Dhamma on the top? Udhkuru, not Adhkuru, not Idhkuru. All right, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. Ni'mati ya. Make sure, do not say ni'mati allati. Ni'mati yallati. Ni'mati yallati, okay? An'amtu alaykum. Make sure it's not an'amta alaykum, okay? An'amtu. Fawad? It's not an'amta. صراط الذين أنعمت علي أنعمت عليهم okay it is أنعمت عليكم I have blessed or bestowed أنعمت means I have blessed okay or sorry I have bestowed أنعمت means you have bestowed أنعمت we talk about Allah Almighty okay we say oh Allah Almighty you bestowed upon them the blessings but here أنعمت عليكم Allah talks to Bani Israel that I have bestowed upon you okay وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي A good message is here that we have to. It is a command. It's wajib that we have to fulfill our promises. We have to stay on our words. If you're saying that Thursdays, we have classes. And you say, okay, I come. You have to come. You've promised. That's it. All right? You have promised Allah Almighty that, oh Allah Almighty, I will wake up in the early morning. Okay, I'll do 2 rakat of morning prayer. Okay? You have to wake up. And do it. It's your promise. أَوْفُ بِعَهْدِي Then Allah Almighty says, if you do it, أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ I will fulfill my promise as well. I will shower my blessings. I will pour my blessings upon you. Simple as that. Okay? So, now, أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ Make sure you pronounce the letter Ra correctly. فَرْهَبُونَ So, that's it. Very simple. All the rules were here applied. Okay. One more thing. An'amtu. Nun sakin plus ayn. What rule is applied, Hassan? An'amtu. Nun sakin plus ayn. Ayn is from the throat letters. What rule is applied here?
Izhar.
Izhar is applied. Okay. Izhar. No, we don't have izhar. Okay. We have izhar.
Izhar.
Make sure it is izhar. So izhar is applied. So what is it? How do you apply the rule izhar?
No rule.
No rule. Just read it.
An'amtu.
An'amtu. Just read it. Okay? Make sure ayn is pronounced correctly. So, now I will read it again. You repeat it after me. Right? Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum.
يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ
So I stop here, okay? We'll continue from the next word.
وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ
وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِي بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much for joining us today. That was all. From this session, okay? In this session, inshallah, we'll see you in the next coming sessions. Stay with us. We really recommend you. Thank you so much, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and also Ali Nasir. See you, inshallah, in the coming session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان